This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the show. I'm Tina Camilla. You're still listening to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture. On the line with me is Associate Professor Dr. Jesse N. De Bruin, a consultant pediatrician and pediatric respiratory physician from University Malaya Medical Center.
Hi.
Diseases caused by pollution were responsible for an estimated 9 million premature deaths in 2015. That's 16% of all deaths worldwide, according to a report published on The Lancet last week. Air pollution had the biggest impact, accounting for two-thirds of deaths from pollution. Were you surprised at all by these findings? How alarmed should we be that the air we're breathing in is literally killing some of us?
Well, this is a problem that been around for a long time, and I think we've had increased awareness of it because we've had exposure to the haze over several years. It's been highlighted in the media. So I'm not particularly surprised by these findings and by these reports. But as always, it's a combination of things. It's not just one thing. Air pollution leads to increased susceptibilities to various other diseases. So it's not just air pollution by itself, but air pollution contributes significantly to our health. The air that we breathe is very important.
What are some of these diseases that are linked to air pollution that could be fatal?
Well, obviously, if it's the air that we breathe, diseases of the lungs would be one of the more important things. So like chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, lung cancers, also diseases related to the cardiovascular system, increased risk of heart attacks, of strokes, ischemic heart disease. These are the main things. But air pollution has also been linked to neurodegenerative diseases in older people and neurodevelopmental problems in babies.
How often do you see these cases that's linked to air pollution?
Well, since I'm a pediatrician, mainly looking at children with problems with the respiratory or breathing system, and I look after a lot of children with asthma, this is the area that I have most experience of. So if you look at a child with asthma, for example, when you have exposure to the haze, they do have increase in their symptoms if their asthma is not well controlled. But we have found that if the children are compliant with their medications and are controlling their asthma well, then they have fewer problems during the haze period. So if we know how to look after ourselves, we can actually try and prevent some of these side effects of occurrences such as the haze.
You mentioned the haze. Are there any other major sources of air pollution?
Well, for the ambient air pollution, for Malaysia, mainly it is generated by vehicles, vehicular exhaust, also by some mining activities, and also by industrial pollution from the factories.
What would your advice be to decrease the risk of pollutant-related respiratory problems?
Okay, for the individual, there's not a lot that we can do about industrial pollution and mining pollution, but on an individual level, we should try as far as possible to use more public transport, less individual cars. So carpooling, for example, to school, to work, to various functions, walking instead of using the car, bicycling, and you find increasingly in other parts of the world and even in some parts of Malaysia now where you can actually hire a bicycle and go from one place to the next. And this also increases our exercise. Mm-hmm. So it's a win-win situation.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your input, Dr. Jesse N.
Pleasure.
I've been speaking to Associate Professor Dr. Jesse N. De Bruin, a consultant pediatric and pediatric respiratory physician from University Malaya Medical Center, to discuss the recent report published on The Lancet last week that said that diseases caused by pollution were responsible for an estimated 9 million premature deaths in 2015. This is Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.